Hey there, and welcome to Leech Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Moggy at the helm here, hoping you're having a great night. We've got lots of geeky stuff for you tonight. We've got all the regulars, such as new releases and geeky news. We look at difficulty in games. Modern games way too easy for the casual Are we finding them way too easy because they're made more for the casual market, or is it just a progressive thing how we're finding it easier just because we play so many games and they're getting really all the same? We look at the latest in gamer health with these gaming vitamins, and yes, we'll have some great music to go along with it, so stick with us. How about we get things started off with Androgyny by Garbage? You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You just heard Have a Look by Vanessa Amorosi. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9. And it's time for our weekly SMS topic, which is, what do you consider the hardest game? And this sort of ties in with our topic of that we're going to be talking about a little bit later on in the show, about are games too easy, or is it based on the casual? Is it based because developers are trying to make the games easier for the casual audience, or are we as gamers just becoming too expectant? Do we know the games so well, or the types of games so well, that we know how to play them and therefore they are so easy? Anyway, the SMS number to call is 0427-JOY949. Or our email address is onair@joy.org.au. I can't wait for your responses. And it's time for new releases of the week. Ruffling paper. There doesn't seem to be very much on show this week, but what there is quite good. There's Assassin's Creed, the Director's Cut Edition for the PC, and Assassin's Creed Altered Chronicles for the DS. I've never actually played the Assassin's Creed game, so I don't really know if they're great, but I've heard they're okay-ish. Next up is Fire Emblem Goddess of Dawn for the Wii. I've actually been wanting to play it for quite a while. I've been a huge fan of Advance Wars, and Intelligent Systems made it's Advance Wars is basically, this might sound, I don't know if it would be like this, but it would be basically, it's a dumbed-down version of Fire Emblem, but it's still quite equally good. And yeah, it's for the Wii. And next up is another Nintendo game, is Professor Layton and the Curious Village. This is actually my top pick for the week. I've been waiting for this quite a while. It's essentially a puzzle, a point-and-click adventure game with a bunch of puzzles. Sadly, it's not like Monkey Island, but it's got its own special brand it's got its own charm, let's just say. And the last notable release of this week is Dancing Stage Hottest Party Bundle. Which, those who don't know what Dancing Stage is, it's DDR, but for the European market and Australian market. I have no idea why they actually decided to change that name for, but oh well. It's still got the same songs, I hope. Anyway, that's it for this week's new releases, or the ones actually worth mentioning. And let's go on to a track. This is Gay Bye by Electric Sticks. Six. Now it's time for geeky news. First up is quite a biggie. Australia to get edited version of GTA IV. Rockstar Games has told Sydney Morning Herald's gaming section screenplay that Australia will receive an edited version of its upcoming blockbuster GTA VI. While Rockstar has not mentioned what changes there are to be made between ours and the British and American versions, which were rated R18+ and M15+ respectively, most suspect a toning down in violence and sexual content, which has caused problems between the publisher and the Office of Film and Literature Classification for the GTA series and its other properties such as the game adaptation of The Warriors and Manhunt. Yes, they've had quite a history, Rockstar and the Office of Film and Literature Classification. Those might remember the infamous Hot Coffee mod, which, even though Rockstar denied having that in there, some people could actually access it via the PS2 version, which is understandable how it could have ended up in the PC version, because yeah, there are patches and everything for it, and it's easily moddable. But the PS2 is kind of hard to believe that someone just stuck it in there, or it's a random accident. But yeah, it's really sad that we're actually receiving a edited version of a game that everywhere else gets uncensored, but a slightly higher rating. But we're denied from making our own choice about what games we want. And yeah, just a little bit of history for those who don't really know about the classification system and why it's getting edited down instead of getting R rating, is because of the fact that there is no such thing as an R rating in Australia. Or for video games and multimedia products. So the highest you can go is MA15+, and if it's rated higher than that, then sorry, it's not even going to be allowed in here. But I think you can import games that have been rated R here. I'm not sure about that. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. The next one is the rumor that the Xbox 360 is going to follow suit with the PlayStation 3 and the Wii with motion-sensitive graphics, motion-sensitive controls. A sketch of what apparently is Microsoft's foray into motion-sensitive controllers by industry insider for MTV News has been leaked onto the internet, looking remarkably similar to another popular console's design. Supposedly due by summer, Microsoft has not given a definitive answer, stating they do not comment on rumors or speculation, despite testing of such a system confirmed by several developers. Could motion-sensitive controls become the new Rumble? Both the 6-axis and the Wii Remote have motion controls as standard features. I don't really know if motion control is the future, but lots of people seem to be buying it for the Wii, and there are good games for the Wii, but it just seems a bit gimmicky at the moment. But yeah, we'll just see how that pans out. And like the MTV News says, developers are actually testing this, so it's very interesting to see what they come up with and if it's the same premise as the Wii, just waggle, waggle, waggle. Next up is Freeloader blocked by Mario Kart Wii. Yes, sorry for those who have a Freeloader decide to be an early bird and import Mario Kart Wii. It's just not going to work on your PAL console. It has been found out by various sources that the popular disk swap software Freeloader for Wii is not compatible for the system. This has left many importers out in the cold, leaving them with useless copies unless they buy an NTSC console. This event has further sparked debate over regional lockout, which prevents users from buying games from other regions. Yes, all current home consoles have regional lockout, with Sony deciding to, for both the PSP and the PS3, to give the rights to the publishers if they actually want to go that route. But for the Xbox 360 and Wii, we're sadly forced, bound by our region, so unless the DS is region-free, as is the GBA. But if we want some Smash Bros. Action, we're going to have to wait a long, 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 long time. And finally, on a lighter note, and I rejoice if you hate Yubo's films, he made films like Blood Rain and House of the Dead. The infamous filmmaker, best known for his critical bombs, as I've mentioned earlier, as I just said, has said he will quit making films if he is shown the door by 1 million with 1 million signatures. When Site Fearnet contacted Bol about his petition for him to cease directing films, which is already, this petition is already 18,000 strong, he had this to say: 18,000 is not enough to convince me. He went on further to say, to name the golden number, 1 million. But it will be actually interesting to see if he does keep his promise. Would you really keep your promise? But I haven't really seen any of his films, so I don't know if they are other tripe, but from what the general consensus is, they are. And that concludes Geeky News. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, Moggy at the helm on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You just heard I Kissed a Girl by Jill Sobule. And that goes out to all our lesbian or just plain girl listeners out there. And now it's time for Web Fantastic. Yay! This week's one comes from the game Animal Crossing. And those who don't know what it is, it's a Nintendo simulation game where you basically follow the life of a young, quite cute avatar, and I mean like cute as in adorable, who lives in a town full of animals, and you basically socialize with them, make friends with them, and do all the other stuff you wouldn't in real life, but with animals. It sounds really weird and possible material for furrydom, but it's quite interesting and quite in-depth once you get used to it. Anyway, one of the characters in this game is called KK Slider. He's a dog who plays guitar every Saturday at 8 p.m. The game is in real time. And he plays a short guitar strumming tune and whistles while the credits roll, since the game actually never ends. It's really the only time you get the credits. But some ingenious person has decided to put all those tracks together into one giant mashup. This is probably the stuff of pure nightmares in the end. And I'm actually about to play it, so you might want to turn down your stereo just in case. And there you are. If you never got the chance to play Animal Crossing or hear any of KK Rider's songs, there they are for you, all in one shot. Yes, quite extraordinary. But it's actually, even though it is the sound of nightmares, it's quite calming and quite a good soundscape. Anyway, here's something a bit more pleasing to the ears. Where I Stood by Missy Higgins. You're listening to Lee Trimble Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You just heard Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. Trashy, yes, I know, but it's all got to do with something, so bear with me. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. We have a new segment called Games You May Have Missed, and that, surprisingly enough, that Skater Boy actually has something to do with this week's set, this for the first title, Elite Beat Agents. What is that, you ask? It's a game for the DS where you control a bunch of FBI-styled boogeymen who go on missions and solve people's problems by dancing. Which in this version, it's actually based on the original version is called Ouendan, or it's very long, the Japanese name, especially the sequel, where you basically control a bunch of Ouendan doing the same thing with a sort of more Japanese overtones. Ouendans, for those who don't really know, are sort of a Japanese cheerleaders, but they're really, really masculine. They're actually men who scream like "Us, us." With humongous Garadons, and basically they're quite intimidating, but they're quite awesome at the same time. They're mostly used in soccer games and basically other sporting events, and of course there are female cheerleaders, but the Ouendan are a bit more prevalent than the American style ones. Don't you actually get to play as them in both versions? I call them the Elite Beat sluts, because they're quite promiscuous dancing style compared to the guys. But basically, you dance, you say, like I said, you save the world and other and people's problems through the power of dance, to the power of dancing with a bunch of 80s and 90s and current songs, one of which was Avril Lavigne's Skater Boy. It's quite an interesting title, and yeah, it's really one that I'm surprised it didn't sell that well, and they're planning to make a sequel, but the sales just aren't there, so I really doubt that we'll see it. But the Japanese version actually saw a sequel, even though it didn't sell that well in Japan. It actually sold a lot more import copies to America and the world, right, than in its own country, Japan. Because the fact was that it was during a time when the DS was starting to blossom. Now everybody is, you know, every guy and his dog and his parents and their child has a DS in Japan, along with a PS2. So, and of course the second one sold much better because of that fact. But it was a really interesting game. Because, yeah, there was hardly anything like it. Basically, the way you dance is by tapping the touchscreen in time with the markers, which are sort of little circle things that go inwards, and once the ring that's on the marker touches the ring, you've got to touch it immediately, but as you get better and better, you start to rely more on rhythm, which, of course, is the whole point of the game. And it's actually quite fun. I've played both versions, the Japanese and the Elite Beat Agents, and they are quite different. And the Ouendan version is quite friendly. There's not much Japanese you need to learn, really. And the pictures, the cutscenes and what's going on is expressed in a sort of manga style. But yeah, it's a really fun game, and it's really import friendly, the Ouendan. And that concludes our first ever Games You May Have Missed. Dun, 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 dun. And here's Sophie Alex Baxter with Music Gets the Best of Me. You're listening to Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. Ah, good old Vincent Price. You're a classic. You just heard Thriller by Michael Jackson. You're here on Leech Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9. And for those who have just joined us, we've got our SMS topic is, what game have you never been able to beat? Yes, that's right, we've all got games that are so difficult that we've just put them down and left them be. For me, that was it's been Persona 3, sadly. It's a really good game, but it's so damn hard. Stupid Mudo. But yeah, I want to know what yours are. They are, the SMS is 0427JOY949, or our email is onair@joy.org.au. I look forward to your replies. And this brings us back to the point, are games becoming too easy these days? Really, outside in the mainstream gaming culture, of course there are a bunch of niche games like RPGs, particularly like Persona 3, and of course Final Fantasy, well, there are some mainstream ones like Final Fantasy 3, that was damn hard, damn. But, yeah, has the recent flooding in of the whole casual culture caused games to become much easier? Now games have infinite continues, there's no high score to go for, and games in general are pretty linear. So, are they going for more for the casual experience and really providing a challenge for the user, or do they just want the user to go through this game and go on to next and really with ease, so they don't feel stupid or anything really? But you can also answer that on our SMS topic, which is, again, our SMS is 0427JOY949. Or our email at onair.joy.org.au. And we're down to our last 40 minutes, I know, but I'll be back next week. And hopefully with a spiffy co-host. So just sit back and enjoy the awesome music. This is I Miss You Love by Silverchair. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. We're in our last 15 minutes. Sad, I know, but don't worry, I'll be back next week and I might just have a little surprise for you as well, all you listeners. Anyway, let's go on to this week's WTF, or what the beep. This week's one is quite an interesting one and kind of cool in a very geeky, sad sort of way. It's a series of vitamin supplements called Game Supply, designed especially for gamers. Yes, there's two ones out at the moment. One's designed to for long play sessions, or it keeps you revitalized for long sessions, and is blueberry flavored, and it improves your eye stamina, which of course is vital when you're playing video games for your hand-eye coordination. And the other one improves concentration, of course the other most important part of playing games. And even though they're only out in Japan at the moment, but I don't know, I think I might have a feeling they might come here in a slightly different way. But it's really, really weird. I would like to try them, but at the same time, there are normal vitamins out there, so I don't really see the point. But I guess it has a niche appeal. Oh, anyway. And that concludes this week's WTF. A very tasty, tasty WTF. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. Sadly, it's the last few minutes of my show. Oh, it's been a great time, and hopefully you'll tune in next week at the same time, 1 till 3 o'clock a.m. at Friday mornings, or whatever your time zone is in the part of the world you're living in. A big shout out to all of those who listened. And yes, hopefully next week I shall have a nice surprise for you all. What it is, I can't say yet, but don't worry, it's a nice surprise regardless. Now sit back and relax for the best of joy till 6 o'clock, and then it's breakfast with the lot. You've listened to Leet Radio Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9. Peace out. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website leetrainbow.wordpress.com.